listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do, looking at Fresh Take, Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot, the ISO. And it is NBA draft night one. It's very weird to say night one. You know, you kind of get in the flow of things, and I don't know about y'all, I was ready to get to night two. You know, I think to round two, rather. I think a big part of this is because I think we're all just kind of want this Bronny James thing to be done. And then, you know, you look where they put the draft tomorrow. They put it 2-5. What's the point of doing it 2-5? I don't really get that. If you're going to do it, put it in prime time so you can get the ratings. But whatever. So I'll be back tomorrow to talk about it, because wherever Bronny goes, it's going to be news and going to have to do with LeBron. It's so interesting that everyone keeps on talking about Bron as if he's still on the Lakers. And, I mean, I guess tomorrow, if they take Bronny, then we'll see. But we'll talk about the Lakers in a bit. Let's talk about the top of the draft here. And look, everyone knows, like, I talked about this yesterday. Everyone knows this draft is not the highest regarded draft. But I think, you know, there's a lot of interesting talent. And it's very funny, though. Like, you get to the top two picks with Richey and Alex Sarr, and you're not very excited about those two picks. You're like, okay, you know, watching some Richey highlights, I'm like, interesting. You'll see how he fits. He's obviously a good defender, can run. I like some of the things that I saw from him, but we'll have to kind of wait and see. And I know that's the case for a lot of these prospects, but it wasn't, you know, you wasn't seeing the highlight. I'm like, oh yeah, that's the number one guy, but I guess that's what you're getting from this draft. 6'8", has a 6'9" wingspan, so we'll see where it goes there. I almost wondered if they should have traded back. I mean, and I do think they need a big, and that's why I thought Alex Sarr made more sense for him. Wizards go with Sarr. Wizards do a trade for and trade Danny Avida to the Blazers. And we'll talk about the Blazers here. I liked a lot of the stuff the Blazers did here. They got a nice young core there. I'll talk about the big situation, though. But Wizards get Alex Sarr, and next season, will he be paired with Cooper Flagg? We'll see, because the Wizards, much like the Nets, are one of those teams that are just kind of going to throw every... You saw Kyle Kuzma in trade rumors today. You saw Corey Kispert in trade rumors today. So Wizards don't seem they're done. And, you know, if you are a contending team, Kuzma's contract's going to be a little bit rich. I think Kuzma could help a lot of teams, but he's going to be a champion. Corey Kispert, that's the guy that I'd be going for. If I'm any of these teams, you know, look at a team like Denver, for example. If you lose out on a guy like KCP, you can get a Corey Kispert, you go and do that. Even, you know, and be a champion Boston Celtics. Not the worst if they go and get a guy like Corey Kispert as well. So there's a lot of teams that could love and have a Corey Kispert, and we'll see what happens with Kuzma. Kind of the same with the Nets and Cam Johnson. Cam obviously makes a lot more money, kind of in the Kyle Kuzma situation, but those are obviously names we're going to keep an eye on for to see if they get traded. At three, the Rockets get Reed Sheppard. Love this. Love this pick. I mean, this Rockets team is turning into quite a fun squad. It's just loaded with talent. You got Fred VanVleet, you got Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, you got Smith, you got Shangoon, you got Amen Thompson there, Deshaun Tate, who I liked. He was lower this year in the rotation as points. You got Cam Whitmore, who they're bringing along as well. And then, I mean, it's interesting too, is near the trade deadline, Fred VanVleet, they'll have an option on his deal and potentially could maybe ship that out as well. So Reed, I do wonder if in the future here, you know, you do have Amon Thompson at the one as well. Cam Whitmore can play the, it's and you get Taron Easton. There's a lot of talent on this Houston thing. You got a good coach there. It's just about how you all put it together. And I know there's been talks about them going after Durant, but you know, this is a really solid rebuild that the Rockets have been putting together right now. you look at the talent around now, and having a guy like Cam who's only going to jump up, having Taron Eason off the bench, Sengun is Jokic Jr. I really like what I'm seeing from Houston, and this was one of my favorite picks in the draft. I think we all kind of figured that Reed was going to go there, but I absolutely love the fit with Reed, and this Rockets team, it's a really interesting team. Obviously, you know, be a little bit aggressive in free agency. They're trying to go big game hunting. They might go for Jimmy Butler. Who knows? Maybe they get into the Paul George side of things. But in some ways, I almost just kind of stay put and keep this young nucleus growing. Like I said yesterday, too, like the league is changing. The idea of big game hunting is not the way to win as much anymore. You looked at that Boston team and how they won with the Jays. It's through the draft and through building. You know, Sam Hauser and Peyton Pritchard and guys like that that were fundamental pieces of helping them win a championship. Yes, you do have to get other pieces. Like, they got a chance to get Drew and Porzingis. But you build these assets around yourself. And then you can end up getting a Porzingis or a Drew Holiday like the Celtics did. And they're building some of these guys around themselves to find those other fundamental pieces to take them to the next level. So I'm really loving everything right now that I see with the Houston Rockets. Building a really strong foundation there. The Spurs, they go and take Stephen Castle, and then they do a trade later in and take Dylan Hand and trade him to the T-Wolves. We'll talk about that in a second. For the Spurs, you know, you at least get a real guard now, right? They kind of had Jeremy Sochan at the one a lot last year. They got Trey Jones there, but there's not really a true point guard there. And at least now with Stephen Castle, you have a little bit more consistency there at the one with Wemby. And you just bring a solid guy that's a champion, knows how to win basketball games. And I mean, the idea of them getting Dillingham there too really excited me. But they didn't go there probably because, you know, they're happy with the input they're getting at the two guard from Devin Vassell at 20 points last year. So, you know, you stay happy with that. And, you know, you get some picks later in the 2030s. So I'm going to trust the Spurs what they're doing because they're normally pretty good, but I do like the Stephen Castle pick overall. I think they got some talent there. Ron Holland is a weird one. I didn't really understand the reach there. I thought, you know, Rob Dillingham is there, but again, like, it's so weird with this Pistons team, and you got Jaden there and you got Cade there and you got the other Thompson twin, you got Duran there. Like, I don't really know what the answer would have been there for the Pistons. They take Ron Holland, maybe a little bit of a reach. So we'll see. Hornets take Salon, don't have much on that. Devin Clinhan going to the Blazers. Now that's going to be really interesting for Portland in the situation of what do they do as far as the other bigs they have. So you have Ayton and you have Time Lord there. And now you have two assets. And, you know, if I'm OKC... I'm calling up and seeing what I can get for Time Lord or for DeAndre Ayton now. I would assume that they'll want to keep DeAndre Ayton. Time Lord is probably the one that teams are going to want to go after on that team. But this Blazers team is starting to shape up rather nicely. You got Scoot, you got Simmons, you got Shaedon Sharpe there. Jabari Walker had an okay season last year. You brought Danny Avdija in. Like, this is not going to be a team that's going to be a playoff team next year or probably even a play-in team. But there's some fun fundamental pieces there for Blazer fans that go into the season next year and knowing that you're going to be in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes next year, but knowing that hopefully Scoot takes that jump. And now we add a solid big that, you know, seemingly a lot of teams were trying to jump up and take him. And Portland decided to stay still and take Klingon there. And then, you know, with Minnesota, now you get to have that backcourt with Ant and Dillingham. He's exactly what they were missing. Just another great scorer, just an irrational confidence guy that can shoot so well. So I really love that for them. Grizzlies go with Zach Edey. And, you know, I think I talked yesterday on the pod, and I questioned where was Zach fall, you know, and the Thunder seemed like the ideal situation for him because, again, the Thunder, as we've been banging on this pod over and over again, Thunder need that big, and he doesn't get to them. He goes to Memphis, so I didn't know, and I didn't think Zach was going to go in the top 10, but he ends up going to Memphis. And, man, you know what? Kind of like it. You know, now you get the opportunity to have him and Triple J in that front court. And I think one of the things that's the best here for Zach is it's the team that's going to bounce back. They're going to have Jaw back next year. You know, Vince Williams had a huge jump for them last year. He was is an absolute revelation for them. They didn't have, and Gigi Jackson was great for them last year. They didn't have like a true big, and Brandon Clark will be back. This is a team that now has a true big, and all he really has to, he doesn't have to score. He doesn't have to be a big time scorer because he's right next to Triple J. So the interior defense right now that the Grizzlies have, you got to consider that near the top of the league right now. You have Edie and you have Triple J right there. That is a scary combination right there. Now, the question is, will he be able to space the floor enough for Jaw to do what he wants to do? A lot of people obviously have questions about that. But as far as a defensive team, just, you know, alone having Marcus and having Triple J, and Edie's really good defensively. I did think he got a little bit wider, got a little bit bigger. He continued to improve his game year after year at Purdue. And now you add him to this Memphis team. I think it's one of the better fits for him. Thunder would have been a great fit for him. Potentially, you know, look down the road, the Lakers were another team that was maybe in the market for a big like Zach. Teams where he could go, where he doesn't need to be the centerpiece, where he can kind of find his game, just be relied to do some defensive things if he gets a bucket here and there. But on this team that has Jackson, has Williams, has Jaw and Desmond and Luke Kennard, even Marcus Smart, like, he doesn't have to be relied on being a bucket getter, and he'll find his offense as it comes. So I really, really like this pick from Memphis. I think they absolutely nailed it. Right now I'm just going to go over the picks, and I'll kind of give the grades as we move forward. Jazz take Cody Williams, really impressed by him in the tournament. I liked what the Jazz did overall. They took Cody and they took Isaiah Collier. Two guys that were higher in the draft at the start of the season and kind of fell. Obviously, Isaiah and SC didn't have the season maybe exactly that they thought. But I thought getting Cody at 10 is great value. And then, you know, where they were able to get Collier at 29, I really like that Utah draft. They just get two solid foundational pieces. They're going to be a team that's going to be fun to watch with George and the other pieces they have in the summer league. So I liked what the Jazz did. Matisse Belize, one of the best, you know, celebrations in this draft. Just seeing him get emotional was absolutely heartwarming. And I think he's going to be, you know, really not, I like a lot of the things I see. This guy was a guy that, you know, again, throughout the year, as you follow the mock, he was a guy that was consistently in the top five. And I think even up till, you know, recently, he was still in the top five. My question is, like, the rotation will be weird now with him. I mean, he's not going to be a starter. You're going to start Kobe and you're going to start Giddy. So having him off the bench will be a really nice addition there. And now it's a team that has a nice set of guards there. You got Kobe, you got Giddy, you got Devin Carter, and I'm not exactly sure on this present of Devin Carter's free agency status, but just I'm assuming right now that he is on the squad. Like, having a guy like Devin Carter for teams that maybe look at him if they're, you know, if they are moving on, he's a piece that a lot of teams would love to have a Devin Carter, just what he does defensively. So the Bulls get a really solid foundation. I think a little bit of a steal, honestly, for Chicago, a guy that I don't think they thought would be there. Ron Holland jumping plays a big factor into a lot of that, I'm sure. But I like that pick quite a bit for the Bulls. You know, realistically, I think this year in the draft, and I've listened to a few shows as the draft was going on in the later parts, and just kind of getting people's thoughts on things, and it didn't really seem, just because of what we think about the talent this year, it didn't seem like there was really big reaches for everyone, because the talent is what the talent is in this draft, and it's a lot of intriguing picks this year. So I didn't think that it was as much of, there was steals, obviously there was talent that fell and you were uncertain about, but it really seemed like there was more of a, Huh, that'll be an interesting fit right there. And some people obviously nail picks, like Thunder getting Nikolai Topic. Really cool pick. I like this guy a lot. He's 6'7" guard. And, you know, he gets to go to a team again. There's no pressure. He tore his ACL, unfortunately. I think he would have gone a lot higher if he didn't tear his ACL. But there's no pressure. There's no rush. They'll let him get back in his own time. And then, you know, having him off the bench potentially kind of doing what they wanted Giddey to do. And kind of doing similar things that Giddey can do. I think it's a great pick there. Devin Carter, nice pick there for the Kings. Bob Carrington, he goes to the Wiz. And then we get to this kind of thick part of the draft here where there's some really solid picks. So Kiel Ware from Indiana going to the Heat. Love this pick for them. They needed a big, and they landed the big they need. And he can shoot as well. So, I mean, Miami, they're just kind of getting to the point where it gets to the draft and it's great. Jared McCain going to the 76ers, one of the great picks of the draft. Now you get to have a backcourt with him and Maxey, two guys that can absolutely shoot fantastic right there. So that's a really solid backcourt now that Philly has. They have all this cap room, and now they add a guy in Jared McCain that can absolutely spread the floor in the way that he shoots. He can attack. He's got a great personality. So I really like that pick for Philly. He was a guy that I thought maybe the Lakers could use, but we'll talk about the Lakers here in a second. But Jared, you know, getting to watch him in those Duke and Carolina games and watching him in the ACC this year, he's a guy that definitely stands out. He's definitely a personality, but he's the right kind of personality. He's going to fit right in with Embiid, I'm sure, and he's going to be pretty beloved in Philly. And like I said, him in the backcourt with Maxey, it's going to be really nice. And in those games, if maybe Maxey goes down, he'll be able to get a little bit of shine. I did think, too, in that Philly and that Knicks series, that there was times where Maxey would kind of disappear at times, or they didn't have that other scoring option. Obviously, Tobias is probably gone. So it gives them another guy that can shoot the ball, and maybe he'll take, you know, he's not going to become the absolute flamethrower sure right away for this squad, which is why maybe I wondered if they would go with Dalton Connect here, because that would be a nice fit in for Tobias probably leaving. It's a guy that could bring immediate impact, which you're maybe on a time window right now here with Embiid and where you want to go with everything like that. But hey, McCain is an absolute lock. He's one of my favorite players in this draft. Then we get to the Lakers and they take Dalton Connect, which shocked that he fell this far. 23 years old though, and teams don't like to seem to like players that are older for whatever reason, but you could not have found a better team for him. I thought OKC would have been a nice fit for him, but landing all the way to the Lakers, this is a guy that was a top 6-7 pick for a majority of the process, and he falls all the way in the Lakers lap at 17. You saw Pelinka and JJ in the war room just like absolutely celebrating that they got a guy like Dalton Connect, and he's exactly what they needed. They needed a guy that can come in, immediately play. The guy's an absolute baller, SEC player of the year. And this is what they've been looking for. In the LeBron era, they have not had that stretch out wing shooter, really, consistently. And now you have him under rookie control. That's fantastic. And, you know, now you have a great coach. JJ's already saying he's writing whiteboard plays and after timeout plays for him. This might be the steal of the draft for where he went. This could be the best offseason move other than re-signing LeBron James for the Lakers. Honestly, this was an absolute lock here. And anyone that thinks they're going to draft Bronny James, no, they're not going to do that. They'll probably take Bronny tomorrow. But this was an absolute great pick. Tristan Da Silva, good pick to the Magic. Love Jacoby Walter to the Raptors. I think he's a great guard there, and he can, you know, do so many great things for this Raptor team. He's going to be a really exciting player to put next to Scottie Barnes and build their future with Grady Dick as well. And then just a few other names as we gonna finish off here. Names is now, I mean, Terrence Shannon, another athletic player going to the T-Wolves. Love that. Ryan Dunn, a really strong defensive player, goes to the Suns. And then Bill Simmons got his wish as Baylor Shireman goes to his Boston Celtics. So a pretty fun first day of the draft, and the Raptors will be on the board tomorrow. Will they take Bronny James? One, no, I don't think so. There's still some excellent names on the board. If I had to pick a winner of the draft, I mean, it might be the Timberwolves. You know, you get Rob Dillingham in that trade, and then you get Terrence Shannon. Like, they're not going to have too much room to make some big free agents moves, really. And, you know, who knows where Conley's future is too. And I think that's why Rob Dillingham is so, because you could probably put Ant a little bit to the one. Rob Dillingham can play a little bit of the one as well. And now you kind of have someone that's going to be able to play the point when you lose. No, he will play the point. 100% he will play the point. He's a 6'1 guard. What am I talking about? But now you have someone that can be in that backcourt for you in the future. Because we saw a little bit with Mike Conley. There was times a little bit of slippage throughout the year. He played great, don't get me wrong. But now you have your future backcourt in Minnesota with Rob Dillingham and with Ant. And then you get a great athletic player like Shannon. I absolutely love this draft for Minnesota. And I did not come into the night, well, number one, because they had the pick at number 27, did not think Minnesota was going to win this draft. They were taking the jump up in the NBA Finals playoffs this year, conference finals, and they took another big jump today in the draft. You know, the Knicks had a really big day yesterday. I think Minnesota took a huge jump forward with everything they have there, and the depth in this team continues to be strong. And you were kind of wondering with the Spurs thing, like, who were they going to get? But They're able to keep the nucleus together and then add with a guy like Rob Dillingham. Like I said, I love the Reed Shepard pick. I like the Stephen Castle pick. I like Mataz going to the Bulls. I like Topics going to the Thunder. And then I kind of like that 15, 16, 17 Heat, Sixers, Lakers. Everything there with Ware, McCain, and Connect. I thought all those were solid foundational picks in that draft for those individual teams. Yeah, just a really fun draft. And then Donovan Clinton to the Blazers seems like a solid pick as well. But I would have to pick my winner of the draft. If I had to pick a top three for you, I would say Minnesota, number one for me. I think Minnesota won this draft on night one. Number two, the Lakers getting Connect is unbelievable. So I like what the Lakers were able to do there. And then yeah, maybe Memphis. I like Zach Edey there. I like Stephen Castle. And the Rockets. I love the Reed pick. You know, this was the draft where it would have been interesting if they got number one. Would they have gone with Rushe or Alex Sarr at that point? I don't think so with what they had. So maybe they got the guy that they wanted all along with Reed Shepard. And I think the Spurs win as well because they get a guy in Stephen Castle that is going to be able to get them the guard help that they need. So pretty happy with what we were able to see from the first day of this. I do like Tristan Da Silva going to the Magic. It's a little bit more wing depth right there. I'm a little surprised that Kyle Filipowski didn't go in the first round. You know, he's a guy, Duke, that showed some big-time ability. So I wonder if the Raptors take him off the board with the first day. Like, here's a few more names that maybe are more recognizable. Harrison Ingram from North Carolina could be a guy. Jalen Bridges from Baylor hasn't gone yet. Cam Spencer from UConn. Antonio Reeves from Kentucky. Obviously, Bronny James will be the name that a lot of people are going to keep their eye on. So it'll be still a fun second day. There's still names out there that are recognizable to people, but on day one here, I can't say how you don't see Minnesota winning this draft because that's a playoff and an NBA champion level contender that improved their team via the draft, right? And now you have the future backcourt mate for Ant. You get an athletic player like Shannon to continue going forward. And they you know, now with Dillingham too, like, they have the option. Do you try to flip Mike Conley maybe for another piece? Is there one more piece they're going to add here to maybe find a more prestige wing, right, that they're going to add? Is Cat going to be a piece that they trade down the road? The one thing is they've solidified their backcourt of the future now. Conley might maybe has one more year there, and then Dillingham probably gets moved into the starting lineup going forward there. So Minnesota, my winner of the draft. Let's go with the Rockets too, because I do like that Reed Shepard pick, and then I'll go with the Lakers at three, Spurs at four, and then the Jazz. I really like this Jazz draft as well. Like, Cody and Isaiah, I really like. You know what? I'm going to put them actually ahead of the Rockets. Because even though I love Reed, the two picks there with getting Cody and getting Isaiah, I like both of those picks quite a bit. So Jazz did a really good job. I mean, it's Danny Ainge. He's a quality drafter in this one. So I like what the Jazz did. I like what the T-Wolves did. I don't know what the Pistons are doing. I don't know if the Ron Holland pick is bad or good. The Hawks, I mean, I think it was we don't know. You know, who was the best player in this draft? We won't know. If I had to pick, oh God, this is where the hot takes now come. If I had to pick the all-star from this draft, I would say I'm going to go Reed Sheppard, and I'll say Rob Dillingham. Those would be my hedges. Maybe Stephen Castle. Maybe Alex Saar. Those will go with those four. I didn't see enough with Richey Shea to think that. I mean, he'll probably make an all-rookie team. But, yeah, we'll see what happens in that. And now we go to round two tomorrow. And I was going to talk about some off-season stuff. You know, a lot of Paul George and Warriors stuff going down today. But today we mainly focus on the draft and what the positives were on that, what the negatives were on that. And we'll be back tomorrow for a round two show and any other trades or anything that goes down. And everyone, thanks so much for listening to the ISO. Joshua Adam Liam Arbuthnot. Until next time, cheers, enjoy the day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.